Burlington's East, Central, North, and South City Council District Councilors are up for election on town meeting day in March. North District incumbent Independent David Hartnett submitted his petition for re-election and was endorsed by the city's Democratic Party. But late last week, he informed Mayor Merle Weinberger and the Democrats that he was withdrawing due to an undisclosed family obligation. Hartnett, an outspoken 8-year counselor, says this is one of the most difficult political decisions he's ever made.
Because I love it. It's something I enjoy doing. I think I do it well. I have a track record that proves that. I've had an unbelievable relationship with the people of the New North End here in Burlington. They've embraced me. We've created this great working partnership that's gotten so many things done. It was a difficult decision, to say the least. We'll see what happens. I'll step back in, you know, maybe 6 to 8 months and evaluate it. You know, what I didn't want to do was go ahead and run for re-election and most likely win. I don't want to sound overconfident, but I've been part of the New North End for over 20 years now. I think it was, you know, a foregone conclusion that I was probably going to win. And so when you win, that means you're committed for another 2 years. And I've always said if I couldn't give the people of the New North End 110%, then I wouldn't run. And I'm not sure I could do it at this point in time right now. There are some things that recently, and when I say recently, I mean within the last 7 to 10 days that have come up that weren't on the radar back in December. I'm going to have to address those issues and spend some time that are going to take me away from politics. And I don't think that's fair to the people that have elected me over the years.
It does sound like you do plan to remain politically active.
Right now, as I take a look at this and step back, there's no doubt in my mind that I will at some point in the near future be back in politics in Burlington.
Well, Dave Hartnett, you have always been very outspoken on numerous issues that come before the city council. Even though you're not running for this next term now, how important is it that the council have someone who's unafraid to be basically blunt like you have been?
I think it's essential. And I'm hoping that, you know, whoever, you know, replaces me will take that approach to City Hall. You know, I am far from perfect. And I've made a tremendous amount of mistakes over the years on the council, and I've learned from them. But I don't believe that there is a counselor that has worked as hard as I have over 8 years to represent the average person. And I think because of that, I've always been rewarded, you know, at the ballot box. I don't think anyone looks at me as a Democrat or a progressive or a Republican. They look at me as Dave Hartnett, and they say, we like what he does for us. He fights for us, and he's not afraid to take on controversial issues. And I think that's why I've been successful over the years.
You have been on the council for 8 years. As you look at that, what do you see as the successes and also the disappointments that have occurred while you've been on the council?
Well, I mean, really, over the years, some of the big successes that I've had personally are, in a lot of ways, maybe not really tied to the actual political inside world, right? It's about helping families through crisis in the New North End, you know, maybe making a difference in helping them find the services that they might be looking for, whether they were looking for warm clothes, whether they were looking to get their heat turned back on their homes. This is what made me feel, you know, really part of the New North End. They would bring these issues to me, and they felt open enough to talk to me about these issues that were going on with them. That was probably the most gratifying, is to be able to make a difference in people's actual life. You know, I think some of the disappointments in city government, we lose track of those people, right? We kind of sit in this circle and we make these decisions, and sometimes we make these decisions without really reaching out to the community and getting their input and getting them involved and engaging them. I think one of the things that I've done over the years running a local business in the New North End, I've hired thousands of high school kids. I've registered hundreds of them. They've gotten into politics, and they have taught me so much. Everyone says, Dave, thank you so much for doing what you do for the kids. And honestly, it's the other way around. I should be thanking those kids for teaching me and making me a better person and a better politician and a better city councilor. So it's been a great run. Like I said, it's been a great partnership. But it's not always about me. I have a wife who has been incredibly supportive of me, actually really my entire family. And I need to step back and kind of address some of the issues that I've kind of let linger for 8 years that I need to kind of tie up and then make an evaluation at that point. You know, in the next 6 to 8 months, I'll have a better idea of where I sit and how I might want to get back into politics in Burlington.
Even though you had filed all the paperwork, you're actually withdrawing and allowing, you know, the Democrats the ability to find a candidate. It's not like you're waiting and kind of leaving them in a bind.
That's why I sped up my decision. I didn't want to, you know, run and win and then, you know, 6 months bow out and have a special election and cost the taxpayer dollars. I didn't want to leave another Democrat that might be interested in running. There's ample time, and I hope we can find a good person.
You have a few more decisions probably to make before you end your term.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'll be working as hard as I ever have right up until April 1st on the council. We got some huge decisions to make here in Burlington about our downtown, so I'll be actively involved.
Democrats interested in replacing Hartnett must email the city party by Monday, January 21st. Independent Keenan Christensen announced his candidacy for the North District seat last week. He has been endorsed by the city's Progressive Party. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.